Blog Talk Radio.
Was your love that lifted me? Your love that lifted me. Your love that lifted me. Your love that lifted me. When I couldn't take it. When I couldn't make it. Oh, when I couldn't take it. When I can make it, oh, what love, yeah. What peace, yeah. What joy he gives.
What?
Y'all, it is definitely going down right here on your number one new gospel evening program right here in the Dallas Fort Worth area and across the country. My name is world famous DJ Dunning B, along with I got a beautiful new co-host who will be co-hosting with me every night from 9 to 11. I'm going to introduce her, Sister Beverly. Welcome to the hottest gospel show across the country right now.
Oh, well, hello there, Brother Dunning. I'm glad to be with y'all.
Yes, today. I'm glad to have you here on this beautiful Tuesday night. And real quick, I want you to kind of talk to the listeners and tell them a little bit about who you are and who you are in Christ. Let's talk about that.
Well, I'm Sister Beverly, and I'm a Christ lady. I'm with the Lord. I love Jesus so much. He have done so much for me in my life and for my family and I. And it's nothing like deep. And I'm telling anyone that's out there listening, if you haven't got right yet, come on. Because God will be here soon.
That's right.
So get your life together. Because it's nothing out there but trouble. You see it every day on the news and hear about it on radio and things like that. I have went through a many storms, but he brought me out of it. And every time he brought me out of it, I found something different.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. We got Sister Beverly here giving us her powerful testimony. She's going to be calling into the show every night. We're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff going on in our community. This is what it's all about. It's all about the community. It's all about just doing it for God. We've been off the air. We know we've been off the air for a while, but guess what? We are back, and we're going to be talking about stuff. Tell me what are we going to be doing, Sister Beverly. We're going to be talking about hot topics, whatever's going on in the world of news today. We're going to bring it up on this show.
I have a word here from the good Lord. Isaiah 52:8.
Mm-hmm.
It say, are the feet of him who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring gladness and tidings of good things, who proclaim salvation, who say to the Zion, are good rain. Our God is good rain. Your watchmen shall lift up your voice.
Amen.
With your voice they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. We get to sing eye to eye. We need to sing together and go back into the churches and do these things.
That's right.
Together, you know, and praise the Lord.
Amen. That's what it's all about. You're right, sister. I agree with you on that.
The man don't have nothing for us.
No, they don't.
Our Jesus does.
Woo, yes. You are so right about that. And that's what we're going to be talking about on this program every night from 9 to 11. We got a minister, A.D., young brother, who's going to be calling in every night, and he's going to be praying. And, you know, not only is he going to be praying, I got to say a big shout-out, Sister Beverly, to my mother, Mary Ballard, who's listening to us.
How you doing, Mother Ballard?
Yeah, she's listening to us by phone. And you can, and for those who tune in to us right now here on Blog Talk Radio, you can give us a call at 347-989-1725. Press that 1-347-989-1725 and talk to us. Let us know what's on your mind. Today was a big day, Sister Beverly. And we're gonna talk about this when we come back from a music break. But today was a big day. Today was National Sandwich Day. If anybody close to Subway, you can go to Subway and you can buy one sandwich and a drink,
get
and you get a
free.
Yes, you get the other sandwich free. So today was National Sandwich Day, and also, Sister Beverly, I'm guilty. Yesterday, I'm guilty because yesterday, if you haven't heard the news, they brought Blue Bell ice cream back in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Phase two. And you should have seen me, everybody. If you, I got a lot of listeners that tune in to me that follow me from on Facebook. If you would have seen me, you would have seen me with the pictures of me with two Blue Bell ice cream. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I went crazy over Blue Bell ice cream. I even sent some of that to TBN, CBN, the Christian Network. I sent them a copy of the video. And
well,
I'm going to
send it to them. I haven't got me none.
Oh, man, you got to go get yourself.
I haven't got none yet. And I love me some ice cream. But I
I'm not going to lie. I'm not bragging, Sister Beverly. But the ice cream was off the chain, as the young people say. It was off the chain. So we're gonna talk about that, and also whatever you want to. If you got a question, or if you want to just call in and talk to us, and if those who are tuning into us by phone, if you just press the one, we'll let you talk to us. We're gonna be here all the way to 11 o'clock tonight, right here on WB Gospel Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about whatever you want. Whatever you want to talk about. This was a lot of people don't know because we pretty much keep up with big events. But tonight was also elections night. Today was election day. What you think about this, Sister Beverly?
Oh yeah, I know.
For different propositions. It wasn't for a governor or city. It was more for proposition. Election for those who for school election and things like that. So yeah, it was
going on.
Yeah, but it was a very important election. So if you want to talk about that, we can talk about that. And also, Donald Trump is running for president. What are your thoughts on that? Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? We're going to talk about that. And we also going to open up the phone lines to talk about whatever you want to talk about tonight. Political, community, whatever you want to talk about. That's right. We're going to let you get on here and pretty much talk about whatever you want to talk about. Again, 347-989-1725. We're going to go to some more music, Sister Beverly. We're going to go to His Eyes. This is my favorite song right here. His Eyes is on the Sparrow. I love this song. Y'all check it out. We'll be right back. You tune in to the all-new Donnie B. Gospel Radio Show with Donnie B. and Sister Beverly on the hottest gospel show across the country. We'll be right back.
I know he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. I sing because and I know he watches me, he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. I know he watches.
What I'm talking about, Sister Beverly. What you think about that, Sister Beverly?
I was singing real long.
Wow. We are live on the hottest gospel show across the country right here. I want to say a big shout out to everybody tuning in to us. If you want to call and talk to us, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. I got to say a big shout out to Miss Kay Smith. Y'all can tune in. We're going to be talking to her in a minute. Y'all can tune in to her program every Monday night, and we're going to get more information about her program. Her program comes on every night, every Monday night at 7 o'clock right here on Blog Talk Radio. So we'll be talking live with her in a minute, talking about what her show is all about in the community and stuff. Again, Sister Beverly, what are your thoughts on Donald Trump? Donald Trump is running for president. A lot of people don't like him, very upset about him, and it's just a lot going on. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I ain't down with him either. Cause I ain't got that much hairspray to keep his hair up.
Right, right.
So he can move on in my book.
And since the baby said, I'm going to keep it real. You can move on in my book. I'm going to keep it real. I don't like you. I don't want to see you representing us.
No, he got too much mouth.
Yeah, he do. He do. And to me,
if the right things don't come out of his mouth.
Right. It don't. And you gotta ask yourself: do you want somebody represent you that don't like you? If a person don't like me, do I want that person to represent me? His attitude stinks, and he's not about the people like people think he is. He's all about himself. If people not looking into Donald Trump and looking into that he's not about you thinking he's about America, but he's not. He's about himself. Everything. If you look at the different elections, different stuff that's been happening across the country, and you can definitely tell that he is not for American people. He's definitely not for the African-American community. I'm going to be real. Hey, I tell you what, Sister Beverly, we're going to go to the phone lines real quick. We got 817-566 live on the radio with us. Is that my dear friend, Kay Smith?
Yes, it is. One and only.
Hey, how you doing, Kay Smith? Miss Kay Smith in the building. What's going on with you tonight?
Hey, just living it, like God say. How y'all doing?
I know that's right. Bless.
Yes. That's all we can do. Be grateful.
That's right. That's what it's all about. Since Kay Smith, we know, because we know when we did the show last time, we talked about a lot of political, a lot of politics,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of news and stuff that's going on. What are your thoughts on the new report? And I want to get your input on this too, Sister Beverly. What are your thoughts on the new report that just came out yesterday that Anonymous, for those who do not know who Anonymous is, Anonymous is a group of people from all across this country that come together and hack the computers. Well, he sent out a press release last week, and
mm-hmm.
he did what he said he was going to do. He
mm-hmm.
sent out a press release last Wednesday talking about these hackers, these people that
mm-hmm.
hack into the computer. Well, they've been following these KKK Klansmen for a while.
Right.
And they finally
right.
Got names of some of these people that's in the political mm-hmm. world. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's time. You know, God is pulling the cover off a lot of things that was once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know that's really what it is. You know, it's time out for playing. It, you know, just like I say, you know, these different tsunamis and different things hitting in these different places. There are things going
mm-hmm.
on there, you know, like in Louisiana, no point of pity, no negative toward nobody from there. I was born there. So, but I'm saying, you know, it was known as a place leader, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, that's what you heard about there. They did the witchcraft.
Right.
We know it's everywhere, but that's what it was named for. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's different things. You see how he destroyed that, washed that away. He's pulling the cover off a lot of things, just like these pastors, these teachers. These, you know, people that the head of organizations, like the sheriff, like that judge is in trouble now. He got 16 counts of indecency with minors. He kind of said tutoring or have some type of a program for these young kids, and he was messing with these kids. You know,
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I mean, it's you just got to look at the big pictures. Nowadays, nobody should still be wearing rose-colored glasses. Nobody on this earth.
Mm.
You should not be
right.
surprised on nothing that happens. The Bible clearly tells us there's nothing new up under the sun.
What you think about that, Sister Beverly? I'm going to let Sister Beverly talk about that. Sister Beverly, get into that conversation. What she's saying.
That is so true. God is pulling the cover off of a lot of things that's happening. It's like
mm-hmm.
police, where they're jumping on
yeah.
these girls, dragging them around like they men and things. You know, how would a police, you wouldn't want nobody to do your daughter like that in no classroom, dragging her around, and going because she wouldn't cut off a phone.
But Sister Beverly, I want to ask you this, Sister Beverly, I want to ask you this also, Miss K. Smith. What do we do? I look at a lot of stuff different, but we
yeah.
also got to look at the discipline of our kids.
That's true.
If you look at that second video, there's another video
yeah.
that nobody has
yeah.
even looked at. And if you look mm-hmm. at that video shows that girl, that 16-year-old girl pushing the, before this even got started, before the sheriff even came in, a video shows this girl pushing this teacher, her teacher around, kicking him and
mm-hmm.
hitting him all upside his head. That's the
oh,
first
really?
Video. Nobody's looking yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. Yes, I reviewed
see,
that video yesterday.
Yeah, well, see, that's what they do. They show just a snippet of it. But see, my thing is this here. Yes, he was unprofessional on how he handled it. But if you really
right.
look at that video, when he was standing there, he grabbed her by her
uh-huh.
arm because he had been talking to her and told her to stand up. She punched him in his
yeah.
damn side. Excuse my mouth.
Yep.
But she punched him in his side. So if you're
yeah.
right, whether
yeah,
you
yeah,
were
that video, was crazy.
Down, yeah,
yeah,
it's crazy.
I look at that video. You're right, Miss Mill. I look at that video three times just to make sure that
mm-hmm.
I wasn't just overlooking this video. And it shows
mm-hmm.
that girl, it shows the teacher trying to tell her to go sit down. And she,
yeah,
and she didn't hear, She acted like she did not hear him. And then she just started, all of a sudden, you can hear a kid in the background laughing. And while this kid in the background is laughing, that's when she, and he was telling her to, trying to tell her to go sit down. And then she didn't want to go sit down. So it also, he asked her to go to the office. She didn't want to go. So she just, boom, pushed him. And she just kept on pushing this man like this man was a little kid. And that is that is wrong, and that is very disrespectful. Parents, we have to learn how to discipline our kids in a certain way, and discipline our kids. And I'm gonna blame. I'm not only gonna blame this on parents, but I'm gonna blame this on the police. I'm gonna blame this on the Child Protective Service. I'm gonna blame this on the state. We all got a part that plays a major role in why these kids are acting this way. Our young people. Get away with it. Yeah, exactly. That was my point. They took her out of school. They took her out of school. Yeah. They took discipline out of school. With those two key factors, back when we were growing up, me and Casey were talking about this all the time. When we were growing up, we would get our tail whooped. Okay, when we were growing up, there was a such thing as called whoopings. There was such thing as called pops. You go to the principal, you get pops. I remember seeing that. I got plenty of pops with that pallet going up on my butt.
Yeah, that pallet.
Yeah, exactly.
You got from the pimp.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a whooping from you. Your mom.
Your parent.
Your neighbor. Your
OD.
Right here.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the problem right now. And guess what? Did I get abused? No. Am I still alive? Yes. Have I ever been to prison? Have I ever been in prison before?
No.
I haven't been in prison. And that's all because I had parents that cared about me enough to discipline. And I'm telling you, if America don't get it together, and I'm saying America, because this got a lot to do with America. Because when the parents do try to raise their kids and discipline kids, you got to, the minute that you start dealing with your kids, you got to deal with the state, you got to deal with the police, you got to deal with the Child Protective Service, you got to deal with all these people. So lots of people, the reason people don't raise their kids, they scared to discipline their kids because they're scared they may go to jail. But I'm an old school. I'm an old school firm believer. My child do wrong, I'm going to discipline his butt. Damn if I do, damn if I don't. Guess what? Damn if I do, because I'm going to turn that tail up.
But see, my thing is here. Quit blaming the law that you can't discipline your child. You a sorry individual if you let something come out of your tail and they tell you what to do. That's not what the law
right.
is. The law say we cannot hit them and have a limb broke. A busted lip or they eye hanging out. That is what's on there. When parents be like, oh, I can't whoop, I tell you what. I raised two boys to manhood. I didn't have problem.
Did.
My kids are not talking back and all that because they about knuckle up.
Mine's ain't either.
No daddy
mine's
there.
Mine's ain't either.
I wrap you up in that closet and you
I ain't have no daddy
there.
With mine either. I didn't eat. I raised three grown daughters and still raising adopted daughter and my great grandson. And you better watch it. I give them that.
And I will say, Sister Beverly, and you know what? And I know Sister Beverly. Sister Beverly, do not play.
I give them that. I ain't got them. No belt. I give them that.
And I see that happen in the church. Believe me, I went to church with Sister Beverly.
I see that happen.
Your kids know that Sister Beverly didn't play. That's how it's God, too. And I know that because I be around her. So, that's what it's about.
I raised a many people's kids. And
yes,
I can't scold them or nothing. They know. I tell them, I say, I do not play. I'm going to tell you that now. So don't ever play with me because I do not play.
That's right.
And I mean business. So if I tell you, go sweep that floor, you just go and then sweep it.
So let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think we need to, what do we need to do to bring prayer and discipline back to school?
You know, my thing is this here. What we really need to do, that flag right there tells us that we have a right for prayer in the school. Now, if you don't want it, you don't have to listen to it. But
I know that's right.
You know, my thing is, I graduated in 82. And back in 80, 81, the principals didn't want nobody whooping on their white kids, but they could beat out, but with, you know, until we were soaked.
Yeah.
So that's where the changing came in at. See,
oh,
white
okay.
Kids, they want to be able to paddle our tails, but they don't want the black principals and teachers to paddle their children. See, and
God,
that's
wow.
What's going to happen. Am I right, Miss? What's
yeah.
The
you right, Miss Beverly?
Miss Beverly?
Sure
yes,
right.
Ma'am. That's how it used to be. When we was in school, yes, our parents didn't have to put on sign no permission forms, no nothing. But I'm gonna tell you,
something. Sure
it does not excuse you for being a parent to a child that you brought here to
that's
this
right.
World. That's no excuse.
That's right.
It's no excuse.
So
but
no,
if that's the case, then why my kids don't act like that? Why Miss Beverly kids didn't act like that? You know, why the neighbor kids and why all kids, they always talking about peer pressure. Well, my thing is, if mine had peer pressure, I gave them some butt pressure. I'm not playing with you.
I know this right, Sister Bear. I know this right, man. You're right. But I'll tell you what, y'all hold it down. We're going to go to some
okay.
Music. You tune in to us on the All New Thunder Be Gospel Radio Show. Tonight we're talking about this one. We're waiting on Miss Emma to call in, the founder of the Rest of the Angel Christ Praise Team. Calling in, and she'll be calling in at any time, and we're gonna talk live with her. All right, y'all, and if you got prayer, about to get your prayer request in 347-989-1725 because we got your boy back, Miss K Smith. We got your boy back, Mr. AD, calling in with doing
okay.
The prayer again. So,
all right,
yeah, he'll be coming in at any time, so we'll be talking to him. We're gonna go to a new song called Worthy of Praise. Y'all hear the prayers? It's going down. Done to be Gospel Radio Show.
Lord, you dominate, I appreciate. Through the time that I grew up, there is no one else like you. Oludaye, I share that room. When you speak, it is real. I can testify all you've done for me. The King of Glory, so I shall hail the King. Oh, and you shall la we my own, and you shall la sorrow matter same, and you shall la we my own, and you shall la sorrow matter same. Yeah, I shed down.
Body of our praise, come on, join us and sing. Body of our praise,
body of our praise, yeah.
Lord's hardcore. It's the mighty God. And what he hope I pray. Mi modela si wa juba orere laye mi o ma lafi we you give me everything this is how I feel for rababa for hey shake your body and dance praise his holy name time to glorify Lord magnify shake your body and dance praise his holy name time to glorify Lord magnify
All right, child, man. Okay, I hope everybody can hear me now. It is definitely going down right here on WB Gospel Radio Show. Can you hear me, Sister K. Smith? Sister K. Smith? I can't hear nobody. It's in my... Okay. We're going to go to another song.
Just want to encourage you, remind you the best is still yet to come.
I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper, nothing harm you. And although you may think that your time has passed, God's only saving the best. For last, your future greater than your past.
I know the plans that I have for you.
I like it when you say
plans to prosper.
Say it like that.
Nothing on you.
And although you may think
that your
time has passed,
God's only
saving the best for last, your future greater than
my sister Yolanda Adams.
I have a word to share with you.
Share it.
Those who feel God has forgotten you.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, man. I am so sorry, man. We're having a little technical problems tonight right here on Hot 95 Radio. But we are back on the phone lines right here. And if you want to call and talk to us, give us a call at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. We're going to go to Miss Jeanette. It's called God Will. We'll be right back. All right.
On the path.
thank y'all. God will make a way. Y'all, we're having so much technical problems here tonight. Y'all, want y'all just bear with us, man. Everything is done through the phone lines tonight. K. Smith, what's going on, Miss K. Smith?
Oh, yeah, hanging in here. You know me.
I know that's right. We got to talk about you tonight, right now. You got a big show. It comes on every Monday night. One of the hottest show on Blog Talk, Monday night. Let's talk about it. Tell the listeners. We got a lot of listeners tuning in to us on the internet and listening to us by phone. Talk to the listeners. Tell them about your new show.
Yeah, the name of my show is The Answer Is You. It's a community-based. I do on my show, I have different topics. I give information if there's a new store opening in the community. You know, I share what have you. Last night, my topic was be true to who you are. And on that topic, it was speaking about, you know, us as black people have the highest rate of HIV. The husband is saying the wife gave it to him. The wife said my husband infected me. So I had guests coming on that were going through the same thing and, you know, different things, but they're fighting this war with HIV. And, you know, putting God first, and they strong, they doing what they need to do, but they're advocates. And they came out and they spoke, and they was on the, and it, you know, it was no, they wasn't trying to hide anything, you know. And that's what it was about. So I said that to say this, there's nothing on my show that we can't talk about. All I ask is for my guests to be respected. We might not agree,
right,
but we agree to disagree. So
that's
call
right.
me. You know, it's from 6 to 8 on Mondays. It's on the blog Talk, The Bomb. And the name of my show is The Answer Is You. So, you know, I sent it out on Facebook what my topic usually is. So just call in and just listen. You don't have to say anything, you know. So
that's good. And that's every Monday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, same station that we're on, Blog Talk Radio. And let's be supportive of y'all. You got, give out that phone number if they want to call in. Your calling number. Do you have the calling number?
Yeah, I'm getting it now. I knew I was trying to get it before you said it. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, baby. But what I would like for people to do is to, you know, support us on the radio. You know,
right,
support all of this. You know, this is like a platform. You know, that's what,
that's
you
right.
know, we're here, and we don't. You know, I tell people I'm the voice for the voiceless. You know, a lot of people don't know what to say. They don't know where to go. So, you know, I'm there. I have big enough mouth. I can share it. You know, get out there and find out some information and stuff. But please, you know, when you have a radio show like that, I'm sorry, y'all. When you have a radio show like this, use it. You know, you use it and it'll get answers that you're looking for. So if you're interested in calling in, it's 929-477-1094. And that's, you know, to the blog show, you know, The Bomb Radio. And call in on Monday. It's 929-477-1094. And please support us, you know, all of the, you know, the radio stations. You know, because we're in your ears, and we want to can bring information to you that you're not able to get out of, you know, a find or what have you. So just know that we're here for you, and keep us in your prayers.
Amen. Y'all heard it first right here on Thunder Be Gospel Radio Show. We're going to go to another gospel song, and we have a lot more coming up right after this.
Come on, everybody. We are here to praise our God. It's the mighty God and worthy of our praise. Yes.
ma ba mi mo de lati wa juba ore re laye mi o ma la fi we. You give me everything, this is how I feel. Mo ra ba ba fuwa. Shake your body and dance, praise his holy name. Time to glorify, Lord is magnified. Shake your body and dance, praise his holy name. Time to glorify, Lord is magnified.
Shake your body and dance, praise the Lord in vain.